Hello, welcome back to another episode of the Out of Context. Are you expecting a silly, goofy, absolutely weird introduction today? I'm sorry to disappoint you, because I'm not vibing with it. I woke up from a nap an hour ago, and I have nothing clever. Here with me today is one of the co-hosts, Adriana.
Ribbed for your pleasure. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the edition of the Out of Context. It's been a while, so I know you miss us, and it is I, Adrian. Walker AC, welcome back, everyone. How are you, Ashley?
I'm doing good. So wait, during my 2 weeks of absence, there was no podcast recording?
Not of the Out of Context, no. We did the Walker AC experience. Jeff and Kevin did the cereal and beer, but no, we waited until you come back, till you came back.
Oh, wow. So it's nice to know that there is no Out of Context without Ashley. Good to know. To the other co-host that I guess is not important at all if I'm not present, Dakota.
Buongiorno.
You talk about DiGiorno over here.
No, buongiorno. That's it. You uncultured shit.
DiGiorno, yes, it's a good frozen pizza.
I'm gonna smack the ever-loving shit out of you. You tall bitch.
So, Dakota, how have you been? It's been a few weeks since we talked. How's life treating you?
Yeah, life is treating me fantastic. Chloe and I are in the throes of moving in together. She is also raging very hard at Fall Guys right now. We're getting a hairless cat. His name is Ramsey.
You're going to have a walking ball sack around your place.
Here's the funny thing, though. He is nearly hairless. He's fucking fuzzy like a goddamn peach right now because he has a winter coat. He grows hair. It's so funny. He's a furry nutsack.
Nice.
He's a seal point sphinx, so he's not like completely gray or like skin toned like all the other ones. He's got black face and black socks. He's so cool.
Well, we're definitely glad to have everyone back. It's been a few weeks and we picked up right where we left off at. And as Ashley is looking at pictures of this particular cat.
A new obsession has been unlocked. I would love to have a ball sack of a cat around my house if it wasn't for my two dogs that thinks anything that's the size, anything that's smaller than them is a toy.
Oh, even better. Now, what has everyone been up to? I mean, Ashley, what about yourself? It's been a few weeks. Let's get caught up with you.
Oh, man. Just life. I had my husband's birthday. I had a couple of events. My job has been a little bit stressful lately. I went to go visit my brother and see his baby just this past weekend. I'm not going to really go into that stuff because I just don't feel like it. But really nothing super out of this world, anything exciting. It's just been doing life things and I just needed the time off because I couldn't balance podcast and things that were going on at the time.
Well, I mean, you know, the Out of Context podcast missed you, so we didn't do a show without you. I tried calling Dakota, but he kept hanging up on me, so we figure when you come back, we can all do it together again.
Wow, Dakota.
I am in the middle of trying to move, okay? I am sorry that I cannot be at your beck and call. I am not a dog.
So wait, are you guys moving it together at the place that you've been at, or are you going somewhere else?
It's literally diagonal from the place I'm at. It's right over there. Right over there. I can literally see it from my kitchen window. It's still one bedroom, but the bedroom is significantly bigger, so we can both live comfortably together.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Is it still going to be like an up-the-stairs kind of thing, where you have that narrow-ass staircase at your
No
place?
Longer narrow. It's like a curve around, but it actually has, you know, some room to it, some width, some girth.
Yeah, because your stairs are not fit for tall, thick people.
No, especially when you can hear me coming down them from outside.
Yeah, you could hear. So when I was up there visiting last year and Becky and I were like going to go hang out with Dakota, and we get there and we're trying to message someone over here and we're standing out there in the cold, in the darkness in the cold. And he's just flat out ignoring us. He
rummaging
finally entered.
Through the leaves.
No, we did the rummaging through the leaves afterwards.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. So, get it together. But when he finally answers the phone, says, yeah, I'm coming down. We can hear him coming down. We're like, holy fuck.
Well, I mean, Dakota is a rather large man, tall man.
It has nothing to do with that. You can have a stick figure. You can have a stick figure, and you can hear them walking down those stairs.
Now, Dakota, refresh my memory. How tall are you?
6'2".
And Ashley, how tall are you?
5'9".
Yes, and I'm 6 foot, so hopefully, I mean, when I do come visit you, Dakota, I mean, you know, two big guys in a room, it'll be exciting.
He keeps saying this, but, you know, he's been telling Becky that he's like, I'm going to New York up there, I'm coming to visit. And this has been like over a year.
It has not been over a year.
He is a busy man.
This was said in the year 2023, so now this has been over a year. We're in 2024 now.
That's not how time works.
It does.
Because she says
time is irrelevant. How would you know?
Time is linear.
How do you control time? Do you get to control time and tell and, you know, control how it works? No.
Yes, I'm beyond time. I am immortal.
Your mom is beyond time.
Yeah, she's a timeless beauty, and she's a terrific woman, so you shut the fuck up.
She really is.
We're not going to do this again. We're so not going to do this again. So, since we're back, what is on tap, dear Ashley?
So, today, gentlemen, we're going to play a game. We're going to play a game called Disturbed Friends.
What the fuck?
This is actually a card game, so people that are listening, you can look up the card game called Disturbed Friends. Dakota and Adrian, if you look at my webcam, you will see me holding the box. It is a dark, evil little bunny. And so it is called Disturbed Friends. Usually, so we're playing this differently because we're all in separate areas, so we cannot play this together in person. So I'm tweaking the rules, how you play, but other than that, it's pretty easy to play. It's kind of like a voting game, similar to Cards Against Humanity, but it has its own spin on it. So basically, this game, as I said, is called Disturbed Friends. So there's going to be a lot of disturbing things. It's a multiple choice question. So what's going to be is I'm going to ask, we're going to take turns, and even for myself, I'm going to say, Dakota, what color do you think the sky is? And I'll say option A, blue, option B, purple, option C, yellow. And he has to pick one. You are not allowed to skip. You're not allowed to say pass. You have to choose an option out of the three options I give you or the prompt I give you. Understand this, Adrian?
Yes, I understand. Now, is this podcast friendly?
This is out of context friendly.
Oh, shit.
So, like I said, there's no skipping. When it comes to, since I am the host and I'm reading.
That comes.
Giggity. When I'm going to read my own prompt for myself and saying, okay, the sky, what color is the sky? And it's the three options. I'm going to have you and Dakota decide which one I would most likely pick, and I will tell you who's right.
Okay. Now, before we get started, let's do a test round to make sure that the people who are listening to this show understands the gist of everything.
Okay. So, we'll do the test round starting with me then. So, the prompt is, the morning after a night of binge drinking, I usually, A, change my puke-filled sheets, B, continue drinking, C, head to the walk-in clinic. Which one do you think I would do?
B.
I would say the walk-in clinic.
Dakota's right, I would keep drinking.
Fuck yeah, alcoholism.
So, I am actually going to keep a tally on who is right the most on this. When it comes to asking questions, where are my pants?
Okay, so, as you're getting this ready, how many rounds are we going to do of this?
We're just going to do it. This is what the episode is. This is my episode today, buddy. We're going to do this until it's time to wrap it up, giggity.
Goddamn.
Very good. Now, Ashley's getting everything ready. Just let everyone know, just to go over to walkeracexperience.com or walkeracexperience.com/mobile. Hop on a mobile site, listen to all the current shows that are out there, look for news, current events, everything in between. And of course, walkeracex76.podbean.com, walkeracex76.podbean.com, cafepress.com/WACE. Now back to the game.
Okay. All right, so we did our practice round. Are we ready?
Yes.
Si.
All right, Dakota, you're going to be first.
Mm.
Your favorite position is A, doggy style, B, missionary, C, passed out.
He's thinking, folks. He's thinking on a podcast. He has to talk on a podcast.
Wait, this is mine, right? This is mine, or is this...
This like, is yours.
Oh, my position... It's fucking A, man.
Doggy style it is. Good choice.
Woof, woof.
Okay. See, we're warming up. Warming up. So, Adrian, your turn. The majority of your life decisions are based on A, your career path, B, your sex drive, C, the voices in your head.
I'm going to say the voices in my head.
Okay. Nice. I sometimes don't like to listen to the voices in my head, because if I did, I wouldn't be sitting here right now. I'd probably be wearing an orange jumpsuit. But that's for a story for another time.
I will visit you, bring you a cake with a shank in it.
Nice. All right, for myself. I believe that the biggest conspiracy is A, the Holocaust, B, Tupac's death, or C, organic food. Which one would I believe the most is a conspiracy?
C.
I would say Tupac's death, B.
Tupac's death.
Sweet.
Oh, fair enough.
Yeah. So, because man... I love a good conspiracy theory, which eventually we should be doing another conspiracy theory episode. It's been like at least a good 6 months, I would say.
Mm-hmm. And yes, all right. I definitely love being right. Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Thank you. Thank you.
He gets one right, people. Okay. Dakota, you would be extremely successful at A, scamming the elderly, B, leading a religious cult, C, getting away with murder.
B.
Leading a religious cult?
Absolutely. They could just worship my big fat ass.
Okay, so the cults that you're starting is just going to be about your big fat ass?
Yeah, and the many and the many joys that it could bring to the world by worshiping.
Now, the main question is, what would the name of your cult be? Would it be Dakota's Codas? Dakota's Ass? Or Ass Coda?
No, it'd be... Hipvana.
I can get into that.
Mm-hmm. Right? See? Catchy name, even.
Yeah, but just make sure that, you know, you don't have any followers that slip through the cracks.
There's always followers that slip through the cracks, you know?
No. We can't let that slide. Okay, there we go.
Sometimes, you know, it just takes a good wipe, and they're all gone.
Yeah, you gotta wipe them out sometimes.
Yep.
Yeah, sometimes when everyone's having trouble sleeping or calming down, you gotta play a little brown noise.
Something tells me, though, there's gonna be a couple of old farts that are gonna try and wheels their way in.
God, man, that would be just an absolute shit show.
Bunch of turds, man.
All right,
so that's enough farting around.
All right, Adrian, you got your shit together?
Yes, all brown.
Fuck!
You good, man?
Yes, I'm good. As you're turning red over there. She's turning red over there.
Because I love toilet humor.
Ashley, stop being an ass.
Never.
She's such a little shit.
All right. Children, settle down.
Don't be cheeky.
It's time to get back to being professional. All right, Adrian.
The look on her face. Once again, we're on Twitch, and you get to see her face, you know what's coming.
All right, Adrian, you believe that abortion should be A, required if you're poor, B, God's decision, or C, done with a coat hanger.
For the purpose of this podcast, the views of Adrian does not necessarily reflect the views on the Out of Context podcast, its affiliates, everything in between. I'm going to go for the... Dakota, are you okay over there?
Okay. I'm so good.
I'm gonna go for the coat hanger. The coat hanger for 500, Alex.
Oh shit. Oh.
Too bad, once again, my lawyer listeners, we're not on Twitch because you can't see their faces right now. It'd be tremendous if you could.
So, Adrian, what's your choice?
I said the coat hanger.
Okay, the coat hanger. Okay, yes. All right. Nice, nice. We know a little something new about Adrian, people.
Send all your hate mail to the Walker AC Experience.
All right, I got one. And to be completely honest, I'm going through a deck. They're not pre-selected questions, and I'm not just simply drawing one at a time. I'm just randomly picking them out of this deck. So just to let people know. All right, for myself. My whorebag spouse cheated on me with my best friend. I am going to A, put on my black glove and kill my spouse. B, stab my best friend and shit on their face. C, revenge. Fuck my spouse's best friend.
Dakota, you take that one.
C.
I'm gonna go for B. I mean, the whole shitting thing is pretty much a popular thing right now, so why not?
No, both of you are wrong, because I would kill my spouse.
That's,
why would we kill him?
That seems so bland coming from you. I mean, I think you have a much more creative way of doing it.
No, so the thing is that I would do all three of these things, but the first thing is would kill my spouse.
And then shit in his wound. Oh, okay, gotcha.
So technically you're not wrong, but neither one of you are going to get a point, because I would do that first, if that were to happen. But I highly doubt it, because who my husband is, and my best friend being Becky, my husband is not her type, because her type is females. And with my husband having a dick between his legs, I don't think this will ever happen between the two of them. So we're all good.
I mean, it would be kind of interesting if it did happen, because what kind of excuse could she give you? I mean, what really kind of excuse, would she say? But
she slipped and fell.
Multiple times. On his breadstick. Yeah, okay. Next. Okay.
All right. Dakota. In order to extend your life by 20 years, each day you would A, snort wasabi, B, drink your own urine, C, eat donuts filled with dog semen.
A.
Which is?
Snort wasabi.
Okay, that seems pretty tame. Okay.
Yeah, I think that would be decent. Man, that would hurt. Fun fact about wasabi. I pranked somebody with wasabi. To be fair, would anyone ever trust me? No one should trust me. Go out to a Chinese restaurant or Asian restaurant, I'm not sure which type it was. We're all having sushi and suddenly we have wasabi. There's someone there that has never had wasabi and wasn't sure what it is. If no one really knows what wasabi is, you should look it up. But the texture, the look of it kind of looks like green Play-Doh. So I told a friend of mine that's a type of mashed potato. It's a rare kind of potato that's usually green. Again, this is a friend of mine that has known me for several years. I'm a bullshitter. Why would you believe me? So the person's like, okay, I would like to try this because I love potatoes. Grabs their chopsticks, gets the wasabi, takes a big old bite. And it was so funny. But the thing is, the person, like, even once their mouth finally got back to normal, and after they drank, like, so much water and had to eat a lot of things to get their taste buds back down to earth, they continued to eat wasabi with their sushi. Like, oh, it's not that bad.
See? Ashley, bringing families together.
I know. I know. I'm like,
mending all cultures.
Yeah. All right.
I think it's my turn. Oh, here we go.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I know, Dakota. I should be scared.
It's really not that bad. It's really not that bad. It's just, it took me by surprise. All right, Adrian, when you are about to orgasm, please have the person either tell you that they love you, finger your asshole, or punch you in the face.
Let me go through the steps here.
All three of these could happen at the same time.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I'm like, you know, I mean, if you're bouncing on me, I mean, you gotta tell me you love me eventually. And you know, like finger up to Hooper. I mean that's for exit only. Don't Open Till Christmas of 2099. And what's the third one?
Punch You in the Face.
I go for the punch in the face because, I mean, our orgasm right there, that one good time, I make that noise and a socko to the mouth. I mean, that might actually help you.
Have you ever heard of a donkey punch?
Yes, I've done it. I'm sorry. Yes, I've heard of it. I've heard that before.
What the fuck?
I'm assuming you don't know what that is, Dakota.
I know exactly what a donkey punch is. It's just the what the fuck came from the, oh, I did it. Oh, I know what it is.
Okay.
A friend of a friend told me about it, you know.
Okay.
Ashley, wait a second, Dakota. We answered, but she didn't answer. I mean, we should ask her. I mean, does she know what a donkey punch is?
Oh yeah, I know what a donkey punch is. Why would I prompt the question if I didn't know what a donkey punch is?
Silence fills the room. Yes.
Yeah, because you know, like, why the hell would I not know what a donkey punch is? If I asked, like, I asked the question.
Yes, I kind of figured you've experienced said donkey punch.
I actually have not experienced it because, no, but I am aware of what it is.
Okay, next question for you.
No, because Adrian decided to push this. People, if you don't already look this up, what a donkey punch is, it's not when you stand behind a donkey and they kick you. No. That's a donkey kick, not a donkey punch. So a donkey punch is when you're hitting it from the back. Whoever it is that you're hitting from the back for, you're looking at their back, the back of their head. So when they are about to orgasm, you flat out just fucking punch them in the back of the skull. And that, my friends, is what a donkey punch is.
Yeah, they don't see it.
Some people are into that.
They don't see it coming, no pun intended. So yes.
All right. So Micro. If I were a door-to-door salesperson, the hardest item to sell would be A, blow-up dolls, B, CD players, C, slaves.
Silence fills the room.
You're selling these, right? You're selling these?
I'm selling these. Which one would be the hardest for me to sell?
You could not sell a fucking CD player, especially not in this day and age.
Adrian?
I'll go for the slaves. I mean,
Adrian's right.
Yeah,
Adrian's correct.
I mean, you show up with them, you know, trained, you know, standing behind you. You auction them off. It's really hard.
I love how Dakota's logic was it would be CD players because you could not sell them to stay of age. That also goes with slaves, my guy.
That is bullshit, and you know it. You go anywhere deep enough in the South, and they'll buy.
Adrian, look out.
I'm not coming to visit you, Dakota. I'm sorry. I'm changing my mind now.
No. This isn't a me thing. This is a deep South racist asshole thing. I don't want to buy.
So what you're trying to say is that you and I are friends and you don't want to buy me. I mean, I thought we talked about this.
You know what? Hey, you are priceless.
Okay, that's better. Thank you. That was good.
No wonder he's moving in with his girlfriend.
I mean, Dakota, that was awesome. I mean, like, you made it move. Sweet.
Wait, we got to give our listeners a moment to regain their composure because some of them might be slipping out of their seats right now.
Next round.
Okay, so Dakota. Things that your friends would probably say about you.
Oh, God.
A, you are creepier than your young neighborhood priest. B, you are gassier than a Holocaust chamber. C, your ego is bigger than the black dildo and your mom uses.
Definitely got to be B. I lay down some mad gas. I'm not going to say this one, actually. I'm going to keep this one to myself.
So, you basically answered the question, though.
But I'm not going to add the final bit to the B. So, yeah, B.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Okay.
Uh-oh.
Adrian.
Uh-oh. Yes.
50 years from now, you believe A, racism will not exist. B, being obese will be back in style. C, hand jobs will be an acceptable form of public affection.
Oh, I'm going to go for C. I'm going to go for C because with me, you'll need two hands, giggity. And yeah, I mean, that's a very nice way of saying hi to people.
Imagine Dakota, that's what the new firm handshake would be.
Dakota, I'll take a fist bump. Just letting you know. Just give me a fist bump.
Oh, yeah, fist bump is timeless.
Okay, sweet.
Technically, that's what a hand job is also. It's a fist bump.
Just hand to hand instead of hand to penis.
Well, that would be considered rude. So imagine you're going into an interview and, you know, and you decide you want a fist bump instead of doing a hand job to the interviewee. You're not going to get the job, man.
I mean, in certain cultures, I mean, that could be insulting. You know, I mean, you pull your pants down and say, hey, I mean, it's part of the culture. Just let it happen. And, yeah, move on. Don't take it so seriously. Just, it's a common thing. Now,
do they have to finish?
Yeah, that was my next question.
Well, it all depends on you, really. It depends on you and the person. That's the public affection. Is it someone that you know? Is it someone from your childhood? Is it your uncle? Is it the priest? Is it just a stranger?
So it's affection. So, like if it's for a job interview, like, if you're too affectionate, then they're going to think, it depends on the manager.
Exactly. There's a lot of things to consider here. Just like when you want to shake somebody's hand, for the most part, you're going to kind of evaluate them. Like, it's split second, but you're going to decide if this is someone that you want to shake hands with or not. So it's another split second decision. Do you want this person to give you a blowjob? Do you want to give them a hand job?
I mean, but the thing is it an ultimate compliment of respect if you finish? Do you keep some wet wipes with you just in case?
No, or wear it proud, man.
I mean, a whole lot of stained pants and shirts around these. Okay, yeah, I won't talk about that. Okay.
Not if it's at a different angle. Like, imagine walking around and you have a very stained-up shirt. People are like, wow, this is someone that's really well-liked.
He's respected. Like someone who is so nice.
He's respected.
I would load this person in my car. This person can take my daughter out on a date.
Like, excuse me, sir. What do you do with my daughter? Look at me. Look at my shirt and pants. I'm respected in the community. I'll bring your daughter back late.
Now, wait, does that transition over to women as well? Like, you're just soaking wet because every woman that you've met, you've just been fingering until they've squirted. So that's...
Yep.
Or, not to make it too gross, would you just smack it like a high five and just be done with it?
Don't do that. Don't smack it.
I mean, that's more...
You're like, Ashley, how's it going?
You know, sometimes they're into that. That's like a high five. Like, how's it going?
Yeah, just cut.
Down low, too slow.
Yeah, just... Next round, we're going to get canceled. Next round.
Oh, man, if we're going to get canceled, we would have been canceled for like at least minimum 100 episodes ago.
Exactly.
So, for myself, by accident, I tripped and grabbed my best friend's mom's tits. I quickly... A, apologize for my lack of balance and dexterity. B, transition to motorboating. C, ask her if she could spare some calcium.
B, you're going to motorboat.
C, calcium, baby.
I got to have that calcium, baby.
Yes! Fuck yes!
All right.
So, how are we doing on points so far?
Actually, you and Dakota are tied.
Ooh.
Okay. A few more rounds. Let her rip.
Yeah. All right. That's how you would start the opening prayers for Dakota's cult.
Let her rip.
Mm-hmm.
Let her rip. All right. Dakota, this is a pretty easy one, actually. You wish that you had A, your own theme park, B, the ability to mute people, or C, a grilled cheese sandwich.
I'm fucking hungry. I could go for a grilled cheese right about now.
Hell yeah, man. Grilled cheese. Actually, probably when this podcast is over, I'm going to make me a grilled cheese. Because I did not eat dinner yet. Because I woke up from my nap and I was like, and I got to get prepped and ready. Which meant just putting on a shirt and sitting down on my computer. So, yeah. But personally for me, I would like the ability to meet people, especially where my job requires me to work in customer service. I would love that. All right. Adrian.
The tempo kind of went down for a second there, so I got to bring this back up. But yes, okay. I'm ready.
All right. So I actually am going to skip another dull one.
Uh-oh. Okay. I'm afraid.
This is a familiar setting for you, Adrian.
Oh, no.
You are in a convenience store.
No.
When suddenly a crackhead puts a gun to the cashier's head, you immediately, A, realize that cashiers are underpaid. B, take this as an opportunity to steal beef jerky. C, pray to Jesus.
I actually like beef jerky. And considering...
Fuck. I mean, that would be a great time if you're in a store, especially it's like a gas station or something like that, and someone's being held up, and so all the focus is on that robber and the cashier. You can really pocket some Slim Jims.
Some jerky links. I mean, that's
like,
really
hey, man, I was hungry. I get nervous a lot. I needed some Slim Jims.
Exactly. I mean, I really had to balance out my digestive system. So, hey, man, you know, do you. I'm going to grab some Jerky Link's beef jerky, and I'm walking out the door. I see nothing.
Mm-mm. Okay. So, I personally skipped one for me because the answer would be very obvious. Just to simply say, because this is not going to be a real question, I just want to read it. The scenario that would scare the shit out of me the most would be, A, if the internet went down. B, if the person to my left died right now, there's nobody. Actually, technically, that'd be postable on my pop figures, and yeah, that actually would be terrifying, and I would hate that. C, a positive pregnancy test. And I think we all know which one would scare the shit out of me.
Yep, having a baby.
Yeah, C.
Okay. So, while binge drinking, my main focus is A, to find someone drunk enough to sleep with me. B, to avoid blacking out again. C, to make the hurt go away.
Dakota, you take that one first.
B.
Yeah, I was going to say B also.
Both of you failed. To make the hurt go away.
Honey. Okay.
So,
Dakota.
To avoid blacking out again. So, pretty much when you have to be a special breed to black out. And then still get back to being sober. And then, once you black out, you're basically done. And I haven't been blackout drunk.
That's quitter talk.
I haven't been blackout drunk in years, man. Minimum 5 years at best. It's been that long for me. Dakota, are you ready for this one?
Yes.
All right.
Would you pass the grape coupon?
To be fair.
Ron, stop. It's Leviosa.
And a beast lady with a mustache was dragged out of a pool and is not breathing. Unfortunately, you know CPR, and you will have to. A. Suck it up and save Shamu's life. B. Shave her mustache. C. Pretend that you don't know CPR.
C.
Without hesitation.
Wow.
Any particular reason, Dakota? I mean, you just gonna just let her go?
I have gone places. My penis is taking me places that I wouldn't take a gun, so I am trying to make better life choices.
You know what? This is legit, but wait, you don't give CPR with your dick.
Yeah, but then she's going to wake up and she's going to want to, and I'm just not ready for that type of commitment.
That's when you push the bitch back into the pool.
Or Dakota, she's going to want to thank you by giving you a hand job. Just, you know,
exactly.
A handshake.
Damn it!
Be respectful, Dakota. Be respectful.
It's too late. She's dead and he doesn't get a hand job now.
Bummer. Such a bummer.
Yeah. Wow. He could have had a hand job.
Finer things in life.
Imagine if he saved her and he was deemed a hero, how many hand jobs he would be getting.
Oh, he would pass out.
Oh, dude, that thing would be so chafed, it would turn into just like a nub. But I don't get to have it for him now.
Hold on. Before we get to my turn, I have to ask this question. We're speaking about nubs. When you shake someone's hand and you do give the hand job, do you have lotion with you? Do you have KY with you? Because if you're well-respected, you're going to have to, you know, make sure everything stays intact.
I have an answer for this. So it's actually something from a popular novel of Mice and Men. You essentially walk around constantly with gloves on, and there is just a tiny amount of baby oil in there to make sure your hands are constantly supple.
Hmm.
You know, I knew this answer. I was gonna have a question. I was gonna have an answer to this, but I take Dakota's solution here.
Good.
This is why I would join his cult in heartbeat. He's a leader here, people.
I'm smooth. I'm charismatic. I know how people going.
He's tall, thick, and delicious as well.
Damn straight.
All right, Adrian, you ready?
Yes.
All right. You think the creepiest line to pick up a girl in a club is, A, hey, does this napkin smell like chloroform? B, the voices in my head told me to come talk to you. C, I wish I was your tampon.
Fucking excuse me?
I'm going to go for A because I've always had the hardest time getting women in my youth. So, yes, I'm going to go for A.
Okay, all right, ladies, be careful out there.
Ladies.
What?
Ladies.
Ladies.
Oh, God.
So, from a distance, I see a bunch of teenagers beating the shit out of a homeless man. I run over and, A, give the homeless man a wedgie. B, snatch the homeless man's alcohol. C, record this brawl to post online.
B.
C.
B.
Adrian gets it. I would snatch that alcohol.
Come on, it's like $3 vodka. You have better taste than that.
I do not.
Okay, so we have...
Alcohol.
So we have about 20 minutes to go in this lovely show. So we'll do a couple more rounds, and then we'll hit some rants, or just keep on going.
What do you guys feel?
I'm feeling alive.
I personally don't have any rants. I don't have any rants right now. So
let's go for a few more rounds.
Let's wait till the bitter end.
Yeah, let's go for a few more rounds, and then we'll close up shop, people. Because this has been quite the interesting show so far.
All right, I say we do a solid 3 more rotations.
Bring it on.
Okay. All right, Dakota.
Uh-oh. She's giggling, people. She's giggling. Here we go.
Spit it out, you fuck.
Okay, Dakota, you got kicked out of college for A, dropping loads of cum. C, or B, sniffing cocaine. C, setting up a toilet cam.
Now, here's the issue. Here's the issue.
Mm-hmm.
Am I just jerking off in random places for the first one, or?
It does not dictate.
Am I just impregnating the staff at the college? Is that what's going on?
It just says you're fucking able to come.
Fuck it, B. Give me that Peruvian marching powder.
All right.
Give me the nose beers.
B is getting the powdered sugar. Okay. Adrian, your favorite pubic hairstyle on a woman is A, the 1970s bushwhacker. B, the landing strip up to the belly button. C, the bald eagle with excessive razor burns.
So let's see here. A, what I like to call the weeping willow. B, what I call the African landing strip. I'm going to go for the bald type. I mean, granted, if I get razor burns in my face, and so be it, I take one for the team. So, yeah, go for C.
You want to get razor burns. They're not contagious.
Well, not razor burns, but you know.
Carpet burn?
Thank you. Carpet burn. There we go. Dakota, you're always there for me. I appreciate it.
How would you get carpet burn if it's a bald eagle?
The stubble.
Yeah, the razor burns.
You get rug rash.
Exactly.
Okay.
Have raspberries on your face.
But you're not getting carpet burn from that, though.
Is it first misshape, or is it a day or two after?
If it doesn't dictate that, but if the person
has Old Spice on it,
eagle, you know, and they have razor burns, they're the ones that are going to really suffer here.
Well, but you still know how this works. I mean, we're going to have raspberries on our face and, you know, road rash going on.
Okay. All right.
Yep.
Okay.
So, ask Becky that. What? So, yes. Yes. Your turn.
Dakota, like, are you okay over there?
I don't even know anymore. Let's just please keep going. Of course, spiral deeper.
I think we broke him. I think we broke him.
Wait till I read this one. Growing up, my parents nicknamed me as A, the vagina mutilator, B, the accident, C, the orgasm killer.
C.
It would be B, the accident.
Fuck.
Neither of you get that point. Disappointing.
You are not an accident to us. You're not an accident.
No, you are a treasure.
Ayla's barrier.
I like to think of myself as a happy accident. Because I literally wasn't planned. I was an accident.
But it was a happy ending after all, though. That's all that matters.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Would we consider the Manhattan Project a happy accident?
Manhattan Project? I don't get that.
For those people out there, Dakota, please explain.
So, essentially, the Manhattan Project was the United States during World War... it was post-World War II. Post-World War II took German scientists from the Nazi regime that were proficient in nuclear science, and they are who helped us create the first atomic bomb.
Oh, okay, all right. Yes. So no. I know what you're talking about. I really thought you were making that as like that was like a sex thing. That's why.
You horny bitch.
Okay, but since when did we switch from, you know, the questions I've been asking, where this one was literally about how I was conceived and what my parents called me, to the Manhattan Projects of that? Like, of course I want to think it has something to do with sex.
I mean it's like most guys in the modern age, it's over in a second, and there's a huge backlash.
Speak for yourself. Next question. Okay.
I said the modern age.
Oh, okay.
Okay. All right. Dakota. You are at an abortion clinic, just chilling, just hanging out. You advise the pregnant teenager beside you, A, that she will gain tons of weight if she keeps the baby. B, welfare is awesome. C, that you wish you also had more unprotected sex as a teenager.
C.
Any particular reason why, Dakota? I'm just curious.
Oh, because I had plenty of unprotected sex as a teenager. I just wish I had more.
Not touching that one, folks. Not touching that one.
I just wish I had more.
Oh. Yeah, this episode is getting flagged.
Actually, these questions are not bad. I really think I should... Because I've played this game several times with friends. And these things get super, super disturbing. I honestly, and I'm not kidding, the majority of the things I have asked and read, I'm considering these as vanilla. So I think I'm going to have to sort through these cards for a future episode and really get the down and the raunchy questions. All right. So, Adrian.
Yes.
It's a vanilla one. I think you can do this. I believe in you.
Oh, thank you.
The one thing that you would love to avoid for the rest of your life is A, prison, B, premature ejaculation, or C, boarding a Malaysian airline.
I would say the Malaysian airline. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. It's B. No, I've been pretty lucky. Been pretty fortunate. So something I definitely want to avoid.
Okay, so you would be willing to go to prison just so you would never premature. Okay. All right. That's okay.
Hey, it's a killer.
Actually, hey, to be fair, if he was in prison, premature ejaculation would be his least prominent worry.
See, there you go. See, building bridges, folks. Building bridges.
You would definitely be building bridges somewhere.
Yeah, a train.
Yeah. Or an Eiffel Tower.
Yes.
Yeah.
To be fair.
London bridges falling down. falling down.
Just when we thought we lost Dakota, he's back.
Ah! Man, he is. And the fact is that he has his girlfriend sitting next to him, and she has no idea.
She's in the bathroom now.
Oh, well, either way, been sitting next to you, but she's in the vicinity of your reactions, and can I hear what is being said and what's going on?
The true out-of-context star is Chloe, because she has no clue what the fuck is happening.
Yeah, wait till she listens to this episode. I would personally like to have her as a guest when we do this again.
Absolutely.
It would actually make these questions and these rounds last a little bit longer. And again, I plan on sorting through to find the more raunchy questions. For me, the person I would not want to spend hours sitting beside on a plane is a very hungry pregnant woman. I heard thick bunkus. Okay, sorry. B, a terrorist. Oh my god, look at him. C, a sex offender that will likely rub one out.
You know, I'll probably go for C.
I got distracted too. Could you repeat the answers again?
The one person I would not want to spend hours sitting beside on a plane is a very hungry pregnant woman, B, a terrorist, C, a sex offender that will likely rub one out.
Gotta be C.
You're both wrong. I don't want to sit next to a hungry pregnant woman. I don't want to sit next to a pregnant woman.
Really?
I had to work with three pregnant women for a fucking year.
Wait,
so
you would rather get busted on by a sex offender and sit next to a, we're gonna say for lack of argument, a domestic terrorist, okay? Some white guy who's had a little bit too much CNN and InfoWars.
Okay, let me tell you something, terrorist, domestic or not, I dig my bad guys. I have a thing for villains. I like to see the good in them. Maybe there's something to them. Maybe I could convince him to fall in love with me and we could stop this all together. But then he'll become good and that's gonna fizz out. But by the time the plane lands, he gets arrested and it works out for me. A sex offender that will most likely rub one out. I mean, at the end of the day, it's just a splooge landing on me. I can wipe it off. I can wash my clothes. Again, I have a legitimate reason. Anyone that has been pregnant or has been around pregnant women for more than just a few hours, you will understand the pain. Last year, three of my coworkers, all like basically 2 months apart from each other, all three of them pregnant. I had to work with them 5 days a week, 40 hours. No. No. And I had to sit next to one for a flight? Fuck no. So, yeah, hopefully you lose on that one.
So Dakota, this really says something about her therapy. Because, I mean, you know, somebody, some guy can sit next to her and just, and she'll be okay with it. She will just be okay with it.
I didn't say I'd be okay with it, but, like, I mean, if the guy's going to do that, you know, I'm going to fucking punch him. Punch him in the throat.
When he's going to come quicker.
Either way, I don't want to sit next to him.
Then he's going to stalk you after, because he knows every time he does it, you're going to hit him, and he's going to get that rush, and he's just going to be like,
That's a compliment, though.
See, he's going to get donkey punch. He will get donkey punched, and he'll come back for more.
But also, it's complimentary because the sex offender finds me attractive. I'm not a child. So
Can we go to the next one?
The look Dakota gave me. I stand by my decision. I will die on the hill. All right.
Die on the spooge and
wow. Okay.
Shrapnel covered hill.
Speaking of spooge,
one more. Let's make it good.
Dakota, speaking of spooge, if your grandmother walked in on you masturbating, you would A, stop immediately, B, yell, get out, and continue, or C, Busting Aunt and Granny.
A.
Aw, you chose the easy answer.
I mean, he put no thought into this whatsoever. He just, you know.
Because this has happened IRL, and I chose...
Wait, what? What? No, what? No. We're
don't,
not leaving
don't
this...
Don't act like you've never been walked in on.
No. Never have, folks. So,
I guess I'm a sloppy whacker then, okay? Moving
you
on.
You are.
Yeah,
you
lock
are.
The door next time, man. Come on, have some,
yeah,
you know.
It was locked. It was locked, and she had a fucking key, okay? So, irrelevant information.
Then that says something about Granny right there. Granny was...
If she had a key, you would have heard her turning the lock.
Exactly. You could not be that into it, not to...
Headphones. Headphones. I was in my own little world.
Why didn't you keep one earphone unplugged? Like, you keep one open so you listen to your surroundings.
Because I was 14 and I didn't know any better. Can we move on?
You are so unaware. You are just so unaware. Jeez.
My God, man. 14, you should have known better.
Fuck
you should have known the risk.
Boo this man. Boo this man.
This man's here.
Wow.
Okay.
Just, all right, just.
So. This is the final round, is it?
Yes,
is
final
this
one.
The final round?
Yes.
All right. Adrian, you are on a horrible date, and you're stuck on a broken ski lift. They announce it will take 5 hours to fix it. You will then, A, take ecstasy, B, try to initiate foreplay, or C, push your date off the ski lift and take a nap.
Well, I mean, I had to go for the foreplay, you know, like just to pass the time. I mean, worse comes to worse. I get a hand job out of it. See, circle of life.
Circle of life.
I'll be respected. Yeah. I will be respected.
Make sure you listen in case rescuers come so they don't catch you doing foreplay.
Or, now, if this happens, I will pull a Dakota and I yell at them to get out. To go away first. Just to go away. Come back later. When I'm ready.
Okay.
Ashley, your turn to finish us off here. No pun intended.
Giggity.
Okay. And I love it because this is sticking to the theme here. I gave a hand job to a prison guard so I could get released early. I was arrested for A, poisoning my ex. B, feeding a diabetic police horse some candy. Or C, offering a hand job as a bribe.
C.
B.
Really?
Poisoning my ex. I would not do that to an animal. I would not give candy to a diabetic horse. I would give candy to a diabetic human.
Yeah, but you didn't know he was diabetic. You were like, here, have a sugar cube.
Why would I give candy to a horse? Sugar cubes are different. It's not candy.
It's still sugar.
Who the fuck carries sugar cubes?
My grandma.
Okay, well, I'll keep that in mind next time you hang out with your grandma and bring your horses.
That's why she caught you. She wanted to give you some sugar cubes to be nice. She pulled on the door. The door was locked. I mean, this all just circles around. This all circles around.
To the logic here. So, yeah, I would not give candy to a diabetic horse. I would not give candy to a horse. I would give them carrots or an apple. Because that's what you give horses.
Well, the apple could still cause the diabetic shock. It's got natural sugar in it.
That would be unintentional because apples are fruits. It does have its own natural sugars, but it would not be candy. And that is what was dictated on the card. See, offering a handjob is a bribe. If I'm going to bribe someone, I'm going to fucking bribe them with a blowjob. A handjob? No. Blowjob.
Ashley, you want to show them what that mouth do?
I show them what that mouth do. I want to show them how I got married in less than a year. That's what I'm going to do.
Oh, good Lord.
So, poisoning my ex. That's the most vicious and evil way. I think these questions that I've been asking for myself, that are for me, you guys aren't really thinking about what would Ashley really do. I think you're mostly thinking about what you would do, and this is where you fail.
Well, I mean, I knew you at least give the hand job, at least to try to, you know, try to get your way out.
Yeah, no, this is true, but poisoning my ex would be a lot better. I would have you guys know, because there were some, you know, no-goes and stuff, but out of this, between who won, guessing the answers I would choose, is actually Adrian.
Sweet. I appreciate
Adrian
that.
Adrian wins.
Yes, thank you, everyone. Thank you. I really appreciate it. I do it all for you.
Yeah. So the next time, Adrian, we see each other, your prize is just going to be a high five.
Wait a second. No. I feel
no
cheated.
No hand job?
Yeah.
I don't think my husband would like that.
I'm like, I feel cheated. I feel so cheated.
To be fair, no prizes were announced, so you entered this without knowing anything.
Oh, fair enough. Now, before...
Yeah, what did you get? You got to read the terms of service.
Before the show comes to a close, anyone has any rants as we slowly say goodbye to our friends for the week? Silence.
I really don't. Again, anything that I could rant about, it's too personal for me to do on the podcast. So I cannot.
I have a small rant before we say goodbye. I'm not a big social media fan, so I'll make this quick. Now, me, foolishly, don't even give me that eye roll. Foolishly, I went on X or Twitter or whatever the kids will call it, and I'm updating everything for the show, and I see somebody post one simple sentence. Men are pigs. And I'm like, wait a second. Now, I don't respond to anything because, once again, all this stuff is, as the kids would say, toxic. But I guess I was feeling rather saucy today, so I responded. I'm like, all men are pigs? Really? This is your hill to die on? And the young lady responded in not so many words of, if you don't like it, don't respond. My response was, you put it up there for the general public to respond. So how would you feel if I said all women are whores? I would get canceled. I would get backlash. I would get angry. People would hate me left and right. But obviously it's okay and it's acceptable for you to say all men are pigs. So I really didn't agree with that, and my foolishness, I really shouldn't have debated with this person because it was a clickbait kind of thingy just to get some responses. Social media is toxic, folks. I don't get involved. And people are stupid.
Okay. I'm just baffled that you actually initiated that.
I was feeling rather saucy, so I felt like interrupting. Excuse me?
Your age is showing.
Yes, I know. These young kids and their fancy iPods. I understand. So, Dakota, where can they find you if they want to interact with you?
I have since changed my Twitch handle, and I will be streaming soon. I'm not sure when, but just keep checking. It's Coda1996. The same thing with my YouTube and TikTok. Come check me out. I think I'm funny, but I'm probably wrong.
Ashley?
Ash Majestix. You could find me as that on Discord, on Twitch. I haven't Twitched in like a month, but I'll be getting back into that soon as well. And Instagram. That's about it, folks.
And of course you can find us on the 21 free different platforms where you listen to all your podcasts, walkerac76.podbean.com, or the brand new, what are you doing over there? The brand new walkeracexperience.com/mobile site. And of course, it's a whole lot better than going to all these other sites. Just go to our personal site, listen to all of our recent episodes, announcement, news, and everything in between. Very soon, we will all be on Twitch, so you can see all the funny faces that they're making. So it's going to be wonderful. We thank you for joining us. We apologize for being gone for a while, but we all had to recharge our batteries and come back fresh. Next week, it's going to be a special episode because I think it's time for a game next week. So until then, Ashley, you know what you need to do.
All right. What do you call a cleaning skeleton?
What?
What?
The Grim Weeper.
Nice, come on.
I forget all about that. Forgot all about that. Good night, everyone.